Title: Seventh Circuit Criticizes Disclosure-Only M&A Litigation Settlements, Holding That Supplemental Proxy Disclosures Must Address and Correct a Plainly Material Misrepresentation or Omission. Content: In re Walgreen Company. Stockholder Litigation, Number 14C9786, 2016 WL420-7962, 7th Circle, August 10, 2016, Posner, J. The United States Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit issued a highly charged opinion critical of an unopposed settlement of a stockholder class action strike suit which provided non-existent benefits to class members yet sweet fees for class counsel. In this case, a putative stockholder class action was filed immediately after Walgreen Company, Walgreens, issued a proxy statement seeking approval of its reorganization as a new Delaware corporation to be called Walgreens Boots Alliance Incorporated. As the Seventh Circuit noted, this was hardly unusual, as an astounding 94.9% of public company strategic transactions involving $100 million or more in recent years have triggered strike suits or deal litigation. Echoing criticisms of similar types of disclosure-only settlements by the Delaware Court of Chancery, see in re Trulia Incorporated Stockholder Litigation, 129A.3D884, Delegate CH 2016, blog article here, the Seventh Circuit reversed the district court's approval of the settlement. This decision from an influential federal jurist will put additional pressure on plaintiffs in these types of cases to forego or abandon litigation over public company strategic transactions, or, perhaps ironically, to litigate these cases more aggressively. As noted above, plaintiffs filed suit almost immediately after the Walgreens deal was announced. 18 days later, and less than a week before the scheduled vote of stockholders to consider the transaction, the parties agreed to settle. The entire benefit to the class consisted of 6 supplemental disclosures to the voluminous proxy materials already issued. The settlement agreement also authorized class counsel to request that the district court award it $370,000 in attorney's fees for less than a month's work, without opposition from defendants. After notice and a hearing, the United States District Court for the Northern District of Illinois, somewhat grudgingly, approved the settlement and fee request, overruling an objection to the amount of fees awarded. The objector appealed. The Seventh Circuit reversed. The court did not mince words. It characterized the supplemental disclosures as a trivial addition to the extensive disclosures already made in the proxy statement. The supplemental information included the following: A. The worthless disclosure that Walgreens had spent time with a proposed board member learning his views on strategic direction before nominating him to the new board. B. A disclosure, which added nothing, that computed the stock allocations of 2 investment groups which could be derived by simple arithmetic from data in the proxy statement. C. A disclosure that a Walgreens officer had previously resigned and sued for defamation, which was not even related to the formation of a new company. D. Inclusion of 4 additional risk factors which provided no new information to shareholders, e. the recusal from voting on the transaction of the individual designated to become the new company's CEO which had been highlighted elsewhere in the proxy statement, and f. a more detailed recitation of the new CEO's previous leadership experience which was characterized as frosting on the cake of previous public filings. The Seventh Circuit thus held that the value of the supplemental disclosures appears to have been nil and that the $370,000 paid to class counsel bought nothing of value for the shareholders. Specifically, the court held that the supplemental disclosures contained no new information a reasonable investor would have found significant in deciding how to vote. In remarkably strong language, even for Judge Posner, the court cautioned, T. He type of class action illustrated by this case, the class action that yields fees for class counsel and nothing for the class, is no better than a racket. It must end. The court further recommended on remand that serious consideration be given to either appointing new class counsel or dismissing the suit. The court proceeded to endorse a clearer standard for approving the settlement of class action stockholder litigation embraced by the Delaware Court of Chancery.